Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you so much for staying with us. So Build One South Africa wants to give the public greater access to that national register of the sexual offenders. So I had never seen this register. And I remember when it was introduced, it was a big, big conversation. And we thought it was going to change all of our lives. But you know that the only people that sort of have access to that is if you're applying for employment. The employer, the potential employer, is the one that has got the rights to go check. And it takes quite a bit of time, actually, to get the response back from the Department of Justice. I think it's about 6 weeks, something like that. But apart from that, and Nobuntu will explain to me now, apart from that, I'm not aware that you and I can decide, for instance, I want a nanny, I want a driver, whoever. I can just go to my computer, click the name or an ID number, and comes out a name that clears the fact that the person that I want to assist me with children is not a sexual offender. As far as I understand, I can't do that. So let's talk to Deputy Leader of Build One South Africa, Nobuntu Hlazo Webster. Thank you so much, Nobuntu. Thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
It is exactly as you say, Pamelo. It is that you cannot have access as a mother, you cannot have access as a father to that register to be able to check if somebody who's going to be in your home, who's going to be working in your home, has been a sexual offender before. So, in fact, you talk about employers having access to the register, but it is an actual fact, not even just any employer. So the register currently only lists those who have been convicted of sexual offences against children and sexual offences against people with mental disability. So, everybody else is a sexual.
So what about, you know, for instance, if I have an old age home, that's the elderly, they may not be disabled, they may not be children, but they may be, still be vulnerable, so, you know?
Yeah, so it does say vulnerable persons, but it explicitly outlines, the Act explicitly outlines that children, people with mental disability, and then vulnerable persons. Mm. So that is who has access. You have to be an employer, you have to apply for access. As you said, it takes 6 weeks. There is a fee that is involved. That's what it looks like currently. So first of all, there's two issues. It's limited in scope, so it's limited in who's on the list or on the register. And then it's limited in terms of who can gain access. And the minister, the then minister in the Department of Justice, had committed around 2020 to have the Act overhauled to be more victim-centric. And as it stands now, that hasn't happened because it really isn't more victim-centric if you have an issue like the sexual offenders register being as limited as it is.
So,
good evening, by the way.
I appreciate you. Yeah, but well, because the issue, Nobuntu, is quite upsetting, and it is understandable that, you know, we will go straight into it. So the issue here is, what would you like as Build One South Africa to then happen? Because, as you said, it takes too long and very few of us are able to get access to that. And if anything, also, it's quite limited in what it is that it is able to offer us.
So first of all, we want the scope expanded for the register to include those who are convicted of sexual offences. So one of the things that I have consistently been saying, and it hit me about 2 years ago, I remember, you know, it was in the aftermath of the Uyinene tragedy. And I remember realizing at some point that I know Uyinene. I mean, I can close my eyes and see her face, but I don't know the name of a perpetrator, let alone the face. Like, I don't know this person.
And you know the victim. And yes, we should know, and we should always be there for the victim. But yes, you absolutely. I can't point to the perpetrator. I wouldn't be able to point him out.
I can't. There was Garabo. The names are English. I mean, know all these names and warn them like we knew them personally, but we don't know the perpetrator. How? Uyanen's perpetrator's name is Luyanda Porter, and he is in court as we speak now about another offense.
Yes,
this offense had happened before the Uyinene incident.
Yeah.
And it was off the roll. And now it is back in court. And you have to ask yourself, if he had been convicted for that, and he had then, even after release, been on a sexual offenders register, would he have even been at the post office for Uyinene to have access to him? Would it not be that even a community would have been able to point him out?
Mm.
Because when you look at other countries where there are sexual offenders registers, the United States, for instance, in a lot of the states, what happens is that when a sexual offender is released, they have to present themselves at a police station. They have to give their personal details within a period of time. And then what the police station does is that they then give a notification to the community. It could be by way of a notification on the internet. It could be a flyer. But there is an announcement in the community to say, this is a person who's now out. They are back in the community. This is what they were convicted of. And you have to wonder whether a Luyanda would have made it to the post office and had access to an incredible young woman like Uyinene had there been a sexual offenders register that was open to the public and had notifications like the ones we see in the States.
So what's the way forward? I mean, this sounds like a fantastic idea to me, but I also think media also needs to come on board, because exactly to your point, you know, the face of the perpetrator, for me, I would not be able to point him out. Yes, the post office was never supposed to employ him, but also he was never supposed to walk down the streets, you know, quite casually without us knowing that he's a perpetrator.
Absolutely, and he wasn't supposed to. So one of the issues is that a lot of the offenses happen between intimate partners or people who are close to you. He was never supposed to be in a position to be able to court a Nubuntu, and a Nubuntu can't go somewhere and see, is this person safe? He was never supposed to be in that position. So the way forward is, first of all, we've got a public petition going. And the reason for that is that for us as Build on South Africa, it's always important. We always say we're the voice of the 61 million. So it's always important to us that we have the voice of South Africans in whatever that we're doing. And so far, there is, you know, just overwhelming evidence that the majority of South Africans would want to see this happen. So we have a petition going. That's the first way forward. The second is to then commence legislative processes in Parliament, to table a private member's bill, to lobby other parliamentarians when we are back in Parliament next week, and to start engaging on this issue with the Department of Justice, saying we want to make sure that the Act is amended to ensure that we can have this sexual offenders register, the scope expanded, and for it to go public.
Nobuntu Tlazu Webster, thank you so much for your time. I really think this is a very important conversation. She is the Deputy President of Build One South Africa.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.